Some residents in Lakeland will have the opportunity to sign up to get solar water heating systems with no upfront costs. In July, the Lakeland City Council approved a deal with a private California-based company called Regenesis Power. The program is available only to residential customers who will receive 80-gallon water tanks instead of standard 40-gallon ones to get in the program. John Cheney Sr. is vice president of Regenesis Power. He says that the ultimate goal is to have such solar water heating systems in as many as 20,000 homes in the community. The immediate goal is more modest.
It's a regional mass distributed thermal energy generation program, is I guess the big word. It's really solar hot water for everyone. And this is the kind of fastest way to deploy energy savings and cost savings.
And I understand the plan starting out is to help out about between 750 to 1,500 solar water heating systems to be installed within the year. You know, why that number to start out with?
Well, it's a program to begin with what you can begin with the early adopters. It's really a 20-year program, and it'll start with probably the first 1,000. Make sure everyone's happy, make sure the program works properly, not jump out ahead of ourselves, do the first crawl before you walk. But within 5 years, we should probably hit 10 to 20,000 homes.
What do customers have to pay for this?
The exact price isn't set yet, but basically it's set so that the average customer will save off their electric bill, and then they will be able to choose to freeze their bill for the next 20 years. So as utility prices increase, as energy prices increase, it'll allow the consumer to actually freeze their bill. It's really a gigantic hedge over a long period of time.
So the consumer does not have to pay anything up front?
No, nothing up front at all. Nothing up front for the system on the roof, nothing up front for their hot water tank. Everything's integrated. There's some choices that can be made on the sizes, but generally, they're simple choices, but generally it's the replacement of existing capacity that they have in their homes.
But they'll be obligated, is that correct, for 20 years, and then there'll be a small penalty if they drop out of that?
Yeah. We think that this is really the way to, this is probably the fastest way to make a mass distributed program that really, it's really to help. It's the easiest way, we think, to allow the most homeowners to participate, and it's really a way to get into sustainable energy. It's also, when you do it at this size, it's the least cost for everyone. And I think in the end, you know, given global policy change and the need for climate, capping carbon and working towards sustainable energy in general, this is one of the programs I think is the fastest way to do that.
Now, and again, we're speaking with John Cheney Sr. He's vice president of Regenesis Power, a renewable energy service company. John, how does this work when you contact, say, Lakeland Electric about this partnership? Does this hurt Lakeland Electric, since in many ways they'll be getting compensation, of course, from the customer on this, right? But in fact, in many ways, they'll sell less electricity.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a couple ways to look at it. The way that consumers and customers can sign up for it is basically contact the utility. When the program is rolled out and announced in the next 30 days or so, next 30, 45 days, it'll be very clear to everybody. There'll be clear marketing. There'll be notices in bills. It'll be very, very easy to find where to call, and it'll be very, very easy to participate in the program. But when you look at it from the utility's point of view, it's a very, very positive program, because what it does is it not only allows the utility to save the purchase of new electricity, but it really allows the utilities to start dealing with capping carbon, because carbon will soon be measured hopefully the energy bills that are going to be passed. It's certainly something that in terms of energy use, you won't have to buy coal or energy from coal or produce from coal. So really, it's a substitute. As the community grows, more electricity is going to be used. It allows really conservation of electricity to kind of cap rates, cap payments that the utility has to pay to purchase fuel, and therefore cap the rising fuel costs that ratepayers pay. So it's generally a win-win. It's a kind of think local, act local, win-win for everybody.